You're listening to SBS News.
After almost 4 years of heartache, finally a breakthrough for a father who has long campaigned for his family's return.
I've just come from seeing my daughter and grandchildren. They have had a long, extensive journey getting home. They are tired, but they are well, jet-lagged. The kids are opening presents and toys, the ones that are awake anyway. And I said I've had a little bit of time with them as well this morning. So I just wanted to again say thanks and appreciate that.
Kamal Debussy's daughter Mariam and her three young children are among 17 women and children who have arrived in Sydney from Syria. The women had travelled to Syria with their partners, who were members of the IS terrorist group. But they've spent more than 3 years in squalid conditions at the Al Roj refugee camp in northeastern Syria following the fall of IS. Kamal Debussy says it was an emotional reunion with his daughter.
She was a little cheeky. I walked into the room that they were staying in, which was in a secure location, and I looked around and there were two children sleeping on the couches, and I said, where is she? And then she jumped in from behind me and grabbed me. So she too played it up as well. And you know, it was hugs and tears, and it was a very, very emotional moment at that point. And it was quite overwhelming with joy. So it's hard to put in words exactly what you're feeling at that point in time, but intense joy.
The four women have released their own statement, saying they are deeply thankful to be back home in Australia with their children. We are excited to have the opportunity to rebuild our lives as a part of the Australian community, it says. We want to express our regret for the trouble and hurt we have caused, especially to our families. We are willing to do whatever is asked of us by government authorities. The Australians were extracted from Syria in a delicate operation and taken 30 kilometres across the border to Iraq with the help of the Kurdish government. From there, they flew to Sydney Airport. Kurdish officials have released a video in which senior Australian diplomat Mark Innes-Brown thanks the administration for providing shelter to the women and children.
The Australian government greatly appreciates the cooperation of the Syrian Kurdish authorities in the repatriation of a number of Australian women and children from northeast Syria back to Australia. The communication has been excellent and the facilitation arrangements have been careful and smooth.
The group is the first to arrive in Australia since the federal government announced earlier this month it would repatriate them. The decision is a change of policy from the previous coalition government, who refused to bring them home because it believed them to be a risk to the Australian community. In a statement, Home Affairs Minister Claire O'Neill says,
at all times the focus has been the safety and security of all Australians, as well as the safety of those involved in the operation. Informed by national security advice, the government has carefully considered the range of security, community and welfare factors in making the decision to repatriate.
But the opposition's Home Affairs spokeswoman, Karen Andrews, is maintaining her objection to the repatriation.
It is inexcusable, the actions that have been taken by the Albanese government in putting Australian lives at risk to extract women and children from the camps in Syria. The risk that is now in our Australian communities here. I don't doubt that the friends and family of these women are delighted that they are back here in Australia. But there is no such thing as no risk involved in such a mission.
And others too are not welcoming the women's return. In multicultural communities in Sydney's west, news of the repatriation has been met with serious concern. Many members of the Assyrian diaspora here fled their homeland to escape IS. Some say they're upset the federal government went ahead with the rescue mission.
I think it's a bit dangerous for us to come here, you know. You never know what they're going to do back around. If you're going to go visit in Iraq, you don't know, maybe they're going to call somebody who's going to do something to you, you know? It's a bit scary.
No excuse for them to go on there and then come back here. No excuse. Do you think it's safe to bring them back? I don't know. I don't think so.
The mayor of Fairfield in Sydney's southwest is Frank Carboni.
Where our community is always in favour of repatriating refugees. We always want to help women and children. We want to help people to have a better life. But it's important that the community is saying that we always want to support those that want to be part of us, not those that want to go away and turn their backs against us and fight against us. So the community is concerned. A lot of our community members are actually refugees that have been persecuted, had their homes burnt, family members killed, and they were persecuted and ran away from ISIS. And I think this traumatises them and brings a lot of bad memories for them.
But Mr. Debussy, who is also a spokesperson for the group of Australians detained in Syria, believes the returning women do not pose a threat. He says they will be subject to strict police control orders, to which they have all agreed. And he says most of the women were tricked or coerced into travelling to Syria in the first place.
These women and children aren't a threat to the community. They've been thoroughly assessed and vetted by security agencies, and they've recommended they come home. They've recommended that they're not a threat. And the best way for their future, for Australia's future, is for them to be here.
Some 11,000 foreign women and children remain in the Rojh and Al-Hol camps in northeastern Syria. Australia now joins countries including Germany and the United Kingdom in bringing its citizens home. Save the Children has been campaigning for the repatriation of the women and children since 2019. Matt Tinkler is the organisation's chief executive.
We want to thank and congratulate the Albanese government and particularly Home Affairs Minister Claire O'Neill for making what is a principled decision and the right decision that's in the best interest of the Australian public, the best interest of the Kurdish administration, who've been wearing the burden of these refugee camps on behalf of the world, but most importantly the best interests of these innocent children and their mothers. They've been living in one of the worst places in the world to be a child. I was in these camps in northeast Syria in June, and make no mistake, the only way we can guarantee their safety is to repatriate them right here to Australia.
Some 40 Australian women and children remain in the camps. It's likely they will also be repatriated soon. Matt Tinkler says the longer they remain there, the greater the danger becomes.
The job's not done yet. So whilst we celebrate the arrival of 13 children and their mothers, there's still over 30 Australian children living in these camps right now in northeast Syria. In our view, it's only a matter of time before an Australian child is injured beyond repair, or worse, that we are contemplating the death of an Australian child. We cannot guarantee their safety unless they are here in Australia.
Claire Slattery, SBS News.